This is U.S. Civic News Scan, August 23, 2026, from What's My Politics. Pull up a chair, because here's what happened and why it matters to you, your wallet, and your kitchen table. The biggest fresh pocketbook development is that new federal tariffs on selected Canadian imports took effect on August 22nd after last-minute trade talks failed. This scan also tracks a Medicare prescription drug decision that could affect some seniors' 2027 premiums, the federal debt passing $40 trillion, a state utility cost rule that reflects a growing national fight over data centers, and a newly decided House special election. Here are today's headlines. Headline 1. New 50% tariffs on selected Canadian imports are now in effect. The additional 50% federal duties on listed Canadian products took effect at 12:01 a.m. Eastern on Saturday, August 22nd. They apply to specified imports in the alcohol, dairy, and motor vehicle lists, rather than everything imported from Canada. The White House had delayed the start for 3 days while negotiations continued. U.S. Customs and Border Protection issued implementation guidance after talks failed. What to watch? Watch for the exact Canadian retaliation list, the September 8th date Canada announced, any resumed negotiations, and whether U.S. retailers or manufacturers report price or supply changes. Congress could change the underlying tariff law, but these duties were imposed by the President under Section 338 of the Tariff Act of 1930. Headline 2. The national debt has passed $40 trillion. Treasury data showed total federal debt outstanding reached about $40.05 trillion on August 18, crossing $40 trillion for the first time. This is a measure of accumulated federal borrowing, not a bill that households must pay immediately or equally. It reflects years of decisions by Congress and presidents on spending, taxes, emergency aid, and borrowing. What to watch? Watch the House's action on the Senate-passed temporary funding bill before the September 30th funding deadline and later budget and tax debates. Those decisions, not the $40 trillion marker by itself, determine future borrowing and which programs receive money. Headline 3. Aisha Wahab wins California special election for a seat in the U.S. House. The Associated Press called California's 14th Congressional District special election for Democratic State Senator Aisha Wahab on August 20th. She defeated fellow Democrat Melissa Hernandez and will fill the remainder of former Representative Eric Swalwell's term, which ends in January. Alameda County's count was still preliminary when the race was called, so the formal canvass remains the government's final certification process. What to watch? Watch Alameda County's completion of ballot processing and certification, plus the November 3rd general election for the next full House term. California and county election officials, not the U.S. House or the White House, run the count and certify this election under state law. Headline 4. Pennsylvania orders data center developers to cover new power costs or lose state fast-tracking and tax breaks. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro signed an executive order on August 18th that changes how the state handles new data center projects. Under the order, developers seeking state permits, fast-track treatment, or a sales tax exemption must make binding commitments that include paying the full cost of new power infrastructure needed for their projects, getting local approval, and meeting water and transparency standards. What to watch? Watch whether Pennsylvania's legislature passes broader statewide data center rules and how the state applies the order to specific projects. Similar debates are underway in states including Texas, New York, Arizona, Illinois, and Ohio. Headline 5. Medicare will end a temporary Part D premium stabilization program after 2026. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is ending the voluntary Medicare Part D premium stabilization demonstration after December 31, 2026. The program provided extra federal support and limits on premium increases for participating standalone prescription drug plans while major Part D changes were being put in place. The decision does not end Medicare Part D, and it does not set every person's 2027 premium today. What to watch? Watch for 2027 plan premiums and benefits before Medicare open enrollment, which normally begins October 15th. Beneficiaries should compare their current plan's 2027 notice with other available plans, checking both the premium and whether their prescriptions and pharmacy are covered. And that's today's briefing. It's informational and nonpartisan. So follow the linked sources for the full record and updates, make your own call, and we'll save you a seat tomorrow.